2025. I feel like that's what it is at this point.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Well, Danny, the temperature sure looks a bit Jumanji-esque. Pretoria reaching a high of 35, Johannesburg 33, Mbombela 34. We start in the Western Cape. The Premier there, Alan Wendy, officially handed over the reports containing the structural engineering findings on the George building collapse to the police. The building collapsed during its construction phase last year, resulting in the death of 34 people. Wendy says it's now up to the police to take the matter further.
There has to be consequences to the collapse of this building. And of course, the police are busy with this process so that we could actually move it to the next stage, which obviously will be the National Prosecuting Authority.
Meanwhile, the police in Northwest is calling on relatives of the 78 deceased illegal miners from the Stilfontein saga to come forward. The police started the identification process. Here's spokesperson Sabata Mokhobone.
Family members are requested to meet with the investigation team at Stilfontein Police Station on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 8 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Then on to one of the day's biggest stories. The National Energy Regulator says it took into account the concerns raised by members of the public during an extensive consultation process at the end of last year. And this refers to the approval of Eskom's application to increase electricity tariffs by 36%.
I mean, domestic customers stress the fact that if these prices are approved, they then have to choose between buying food or buying electricity, whilst businesses on the other side made it clear that if these increases are approved, a lot of them will be forced to close their businesses.
In the end, NERSA chairperson Tembani Bukula says consumers can expect to pay 12.7% more in the coming year instead of 36% more. The rest of the tariffs are on our website. And after announcing the interest rate cut of 25 basis points today, Reserve Bank Governor Lesetsha Kganyago has highlighted the global economic challenges affecting the country's growth outlook. He says the Monetary Policy Committee anticipates a modest recovery in the country's economy, but emphasized that global risks remain, especially in the wake of potential U.S. rate hikes.
Growth outside of the United States is generally more subdued. The largest economies in Europe have had weak economic performance. Germany has had 2 years of contraction, and both France and the United Kingdom have slow growth.
Speaking about America, President Donald Trump just held a media conference following a fatal collision between a helicopter and a commercial aeroplane mid-air. The aircraft plunged into the Potomac River near the Reagan National Airport.
This was a dark and excruciating night in our nation's capital and in our nation's history, and a tragedy of terrible proportions. As one nation, we grieve for every precious soul that has been taken from us so suddenly.
He added that work will be done to prevent that history repeats itself. 64 people, mostly U.S. skaters and former Russian skating champions, were on the commercial flight. I'm Marlene Fischer from the News Desk. That's it for tonight.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
You can't be sure.